Chapter 13. Glittering Glitten. The dressing down they received from Centurion Darius was much like the other dressing downs they had received many times over. Worthless, not worthy to be in his legion, should be left behind, wasting their time in a tavern drinking beer. What were they thinking? Godric had heard it all before. He'd heard worse, in fact. Centurion Darius had always had a particularly low view of him. Was it because of his noble birth, or because of his luscious mane? Godric didn't know. He liked to assume that Centurion Darius was simply jealous of his boyish good looks and his prestigious ancestry. Alas, this didn't prevent the harsh telling off they received from the Centurion. After the many insults and complaints, the threats of press-ups and latrine cleaning for the next year, they eventually managed to tell Centurion Darius of the information they had found out. He had come up entirely dry after talking to the local sheriff. They, however, had a lead. Some legionnaires had been spotted, and had supposedly helped out one of the locals, an older woman who owned a haberdashery. Her shop was just down the road. In fact, Godric could already see the sign. Greta's Haberdashery. He could see the large bundle of wool in the window, as the barman Sam had suggested there would be. After much huffing and puffing, Centurion Darius admitted that they potentially had a lead on some of their lost legionnaires. He let them take the lead, but followed as they walked towards Greta's haberdashery. Walking up to the front door, the shop was old and tattered, covered in the thin layer of red dust that every other building and person in Glitten was. Greta obviously cared for her shop and had attempted to paint over the dust and cover up the blemishes and old tattered woodwork, but only so much could be done in the town of Glitten. The baking sun and the red dust did much to weather the entire town and its residents. Godric cautiously pushed the door open, a little bell tinkling as they entered. They were hit by a blast of cool air as they entered the shop. Such a pleasant feeling after the baking heat and dry sun outside. Looking around, the shop was as quaint as it could be. Shelves and shelves of different coloured wool, knitting needles and sewing threads. Various projects that Greta had obviously worked on, or maybe other members of the town, were pinned at various points in the wall, plaques underneath denoting the owner or the creator of said works. Greta herself was sat behind the counter, a pleasant smile on her face, looking intrigued and happy to have customers in her quaint little haberdashery.
"Hello there! May I help you? Are you looking for some wool, or just directions? You don't look like the knitting type, you know."
Greta smiled pleasantly, though her brows were knitted, trying to work out who these strange men entering her shop were and why they were wearing legion armour. Centurion Darius looked about the shop, sniffing disdainfully at the pinks and purples that dominated the shop.
Yes, unfortunately, we're not here to buy wool, but we heard that there were some legionnaires from Legion Penitents who have walked through this town lately, and..."
"Oh, my, you have a wonderful-looking mane there, young man. Eliodin, you don't see many of them anymore.
You wouldn't mind if I
took a snip or two, just for personal study, huh?"
The old lady suddenly took a far keener interest in Godric, seeing him for the first time. Godric had grown up with Leodin surrounding him in every corner. Every room in his house had a Leodin in it. Why was everyone so surprised to find a Leodin in the wild, per se?
I think I'll say no to that. We just want to find our friends. I haven't had my hair cut in a very long time, and I like how it looks. Thank you.
Oh, no worries. Just thought I'd ask. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, eh? Why, yes, some of your Legionnaire friends did drop by the other day. They seemed terribly lost, said they were randomly teleported near the town. Sounded like some high tales they were telling. I assumed they might be deserters. I don't want to encourage people to leave the Legion, but I did say that I was having some trouble with me sheep. I've had the wolves come along and eat several of my sheep in the last few weeks. They look like some capable young men, so I said to them, could you go find these wolves, kill them for me, and save my haberdashery business? I can't lose many more sheep before I go out of business, and my poor Gerald is sat at home missing a leg. You know, he was in a mining accident 10 years ago, and I've had to provide for the both of us for the last 10 years with nothing but my haberdashery shop. There's not that many people in Glitton that are interested in knitting, you know. They're all miners and crafters here.
I'm sorry to interrupt your little chit-chat, but we do have the length and breadth of the country to walk. We can't chat with every member of the town to find our lost legionnaires. Could you just tell us where you sent them so we can go find them? Thank you.
Ooh! Who's this guy? He's a little bit pent up, isn't he? Is he your leader? I do apologise. Men in their positions of authority want to lord it over everyone, don't they?
To this, Godric had to hold back a smirk. Thud was Thud, his normal frown gracing his face as always. What was with this guy? Did he display no emotion? The happiest Godric had seen him was after he downed that cabaled pint. Maybe he should talk to him some more. Get more than 3 words out of him.
If you must know, I sent them up to the forest. My sheep pens are just a couple of 100 metres away from the forest's edge, and I'm pretty sure the wolves live in the forest. I only sent them earlier today, so you should be able to catch them if you run quickly. The wolves are pretty mean, so they'll have a good fight on their hands.
She pointedly looked at Godric again, admiring his mane, eyeing up a few stray hairs that had worked their way loose from his plaits. Thanking the lady profusely for her help, Godric exited the building, Centurion Darius and Thud following after. He could tell that the Centurion and Sullen Dwarf couldn't have left the premises soon enough. It seemed a haberdashery wasn't their natural habitat. They made their way around the shop and hiked up the short hill towards the forest. They could see it in the distance, a shining beacon of green and luscious, verdant trees against the red, dusty background of Glitton. How there could be green trees in a forest so close to the dry, sun-baked riverbed of Glitton, Godric didn't know. Some arcane magic magnifying the sun's power on that particular area of land, or maybe an ancient curse. Who knew? They did love their tin, though, so maybe every curse came with a silver lining. They found the sheep pens, no problem, the baring sheep being a clear sign that they were headed in the right direction. Heading closer to the forest, they were met with a graffitied sign. Where previously it said Glitton Forest, now the Glittering Forest was emblazoned in its place. Some youth was having a laugh, but Godric liked the name. The old and dusty nature of the town below was boring. A glittering forest sounded like something that they needed. Something to spice up the place. Perhaps it was the red dust caking the leaves of the trees on the outermost edges of the forest that made someone want to name it the Glittering Forest. in the right light, one could see that the leaves would glitter, in a way. The forest of Glitten, glittering in the morning sun. Idyllic, really. The forest wasn't too dense. Thin pine trees covered the area as they got deeper and deeper. The red dust was lost soon enough, filtered out by the ferns and leaves of the trees around. They'd only been walking for a short while when something caught Godric's attention. A rustling, some breaking twigs, some heavy breathing from a bush to his right. The various triggers were going off in the back of his mind, warning after warning, something strange, a click, a rustle, the heavy breathing. Eventually, the puzzle pieced together, and Godric's brain finally alerted him that something was going on and he should pay attention. He looked to his right. He almost wished that he hadn't. He looked to his left. He wished even more that he hadn't looked there. He looked in front of him, and behind him. Oh yes, they were surrounded. A pack of 6 wolves had somehow surrounded the trio. Godric put out his arm to alert Centurion Darius, though he was already drawing his sword, having noticed the wolves way before him. That man truly had some hidden talents, or maybe it was just all his years with Legion Penitence. Thud, being the slowest of them all, looked around bewildered before he too spotted the wolves now surrounding them.
Thud, you take those 2, I'll take these 3. Godric, that one looks like it hasn't eaten for a few weeks. See if you can have that one.
Without another word, Centurion Darius charged. An evil grin crossed his face, like this was what he was born for. Battling wolves in an unknown forest. He charged at the wolf directly in front of him, swinging his longsword with a battle cry that would have scared off the most hearty of men. The sword connected with the wolf in front of him, smashing at its flank and drawing a deep gash through the fur. So practiced was Centurion Darius that he managed 3 more hits in quick succession, slashing at the wolf as it danced away from his first downward strike. The nimble wolf was able to evade his sword for a short time, but a final stab with the longsword finished the wolf, Centurion Darius impaling it through the heart. Godric had already drawn his grandfather's quarterstaff, swinging it at the wolf to the right of Centurion Darius, hoping he could take it out with 1 strong swing. Overestimating the length of the staff, he barely clipped its snout, angering the wolf, but doing no real damage to it. Unseen by him as he focused his attention on the wolf next to Centurion Darius, a third approached him from the side, leaping to attack him. As Centurion Darius blocked a vicious bite from the second wolf, the third pounced on Godric, knocking him to the floor and taking a chunk out of his leg. Thud seemed to have it worst of all. Standing behind Godric and Centurion Darius, 3 of the wolves had decided to team up on him. The face on the sturdy dwarf changed little, his furious glower now directed at the wolves instead of Godric or Centurion Darius. Perhaps the cabaled beer had really gone to his head, for his reactions were rather slow. He swung several times at the approaching wolves, none of them connecting with his foes as the nimble animals danced around the slow dwarf. The wolves managed to get some bites in, but failed to do any real damage as the dwarf's thick skin protected him. Perhaps the cabaled bear also dulled his senses. Darius brought his sword into a long arc, finally thrusting it into the wolf that had knocked Godric to the floor. Inflicting a severe wound on the wolf, it hobbled away, yelping to its fellow pack members. Like a dancer, as Centurion Darius swung his sword, he bent and took a knee, dodging a second wolf as it pounced at him from the side. Godric attempted to regain his feet, swinging his staff with the momentum of him standing. Again, falling slightly short of his target, scratching the flank, but inflicting no real damage on the feral beast. Third remained solid, though he took this opportunity and became a frenzied blur. He totally disregarded any sense of self-defense and attacked without mercy, swinging his maul and bearing down on the wolves now approaching him. The first wolf dodged out of the way of the swinging maul, but the second, its line of sight blocked by the first, caught the maul straight to the face. A loud crack could be heard reverberating through the forest as the maul connected and the wolf's jaw broke. Angered by this damage, the three wolves bore down on Thud, biting and scratching, taking chunks of thick flesh and gouging at his eyes. Fed up with this to and fro with a pack of wolves, Darius brought his longsword up into the chin of the wolf that had attacked Godric. He sharpened that sword every day, and it showed as it sliced through the head of the wolf, from chin to forehead, cleaving it cleanly in two. Pleased with his work and distracted at the efficiency of his sword, he didn't see the wolf on his right-hand side crouch underneath his shield and jump up at his shoulder, taking a bite of flesh. He missed his stab at this new attacker, his aim off due to the damage to his muscles. In an attempt to defend his superior, Godric punched out with his staff, the wolf already retreating, readying for a final attack. Thud stood steady, looking a little weary, but ready for more fighting. He swung his maul aggressively at the three wolves attacking him yet again, this time getting a lucky hit and breaking the spine of one of the canines attacking him. The rest of his frenzied blows go wild, and with his mistimed hits, the other wolves stalking him manage to get in a couple of bites and scratches, knocking some more weariness into the sturdy dwarf. Furious that he'd not yet managed to kill this wolf that was almost directly in front of him, Darius swung again. The sword connected, burying into the wolf's side with a satisfying thud. He withdrew the sword and thrust again, trying to finish this wolf off with a final stab. Whimpering from the gash it had just received, the wolf managed, at the last second, to move out of the way of this final stab of justice from Centurion Darius. Hoping beyond all hopes that he would finally get a hit in during this epic battle with the wolves, Godric drew his dagger. This being a relatively close fight, a dagger was a better option than a staff anyway. He would trade accuracy for damage. Driving the dagger down into the wolf's skull, Godric impaled the animal, killing it outright, its brains leaking onto the fern-covered floor. The weary yet still sturdy dwarf remained standing, ready to oppose the final two wolves. Maintaining his energy, Thud twirled his maul, ready to smash it down into the skulls of his foe. His maul connected with the side of one of the wolves, smashing it so hard that it flew 5 feet through the air, breaking its back against a trunk nearby. The crunch could be heard all around, echoing off the trees and reverberating around the forest. Overbalanced by this epic swing, the pouncing of the final wolf managed to knock the sturdy dwarf to the ground, finally ending his hearty stand. Freed up from having to deal with their own set of wolves, Godric and Darius rushed to help Thud. The final wolf, a silverback by the look of it, grey hairs on its face around its eyes, and a silver streak reaching down its back, this one looked the meanest of all. But Centurion Darius was meaner. He swung his prized longsword in a long arc, missing the wolf at first, but carried through to an overhead smash, bringing his longsword down on top of the wolf's skull, cleaving it in two, and destroying the last of their wolfish foe. The sturdy dwarf smiled at them, a faint smile. It looked utterly bizarre and odd on the sullen dwarf's face. And then he collapsed to one knee, gasping on the ground, bleeding from several wounds. Centurion Darius rushed over, taking bandages from his pack and already ripping them to size. Godric had been knocked to the floor and nipped a few times, but he was in okay shape. Thard had taken on 3 wolves all by himself. His thick, dwarfish, orcish skin had helped, and the swinging of his maul had done much damage, but the poor dwarf had taken as much as he had given. Godric just sat on the ground, trying to catch his breath. They sat there for nobody knew how long, wondering how they'd been ambushed by 6 wolves, not even that far into the forest. Suddenly, from the undergrowth, they heard the tramping of feet and the drawing of swords. As if staging some heroic rescue, the 2 legionnaires they had been looking for burst onto the scene, swords drawn, stern looks on their faces, ready to take on any foe and defend whatever hapless adventurer had found their way into the glittering forest.
"We heard an attack! Don't worry! You're saved! We're from Legion Penitents! Oh, Centurion! Hello! What are you doing in Glitten? Why are you lying on the floor?"